Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So one of the things I've often talked about is the fact that we've got too many rich people with nothing to do. In fact, our policy, our tax policies have given way too much to the well-heeled. And they usually use that wealth, in ways that aren't benefiting working people or society as a whole. And I look at this this latest proposal that's been moved, I guess back on August 9th, you had this billionaire, this venture capitalist, they call him, Timothy Draper, who filed a petition with the California Attorney General's office that he wants to ban all public sector unions. No more. You have no representation. You have no rights. I guess moving back to the days of patronage. This is a bad idea, but there's somebody out there pushing it, and someone with money out the you-know-what. And here to share some thoughts on, well, how this could play out, what this is, and why we should be opposed to it, not just in California, but all across the country. I've asked Steve Smith to come talk with us. Steve is the communications director for the California Labor Federation, californialabor.org, their website. Steve, thanks for taking time for us.
Great to be on the show again, Rick.
So walk me through this venture capitalist, this rich guy, has a little bit too much money that he knows to do what to do with, and he's gonna attack public sector workers.
Like a lot of rich guys in Silicon Valley, he does have too much money. Instead of spending it on going to the moon or wherever out in space, like some of the rich Silicon Valley guys, he's decided to spend his money attacking workers through this ill-advised ballot measure. And first off, I have to say, what he wants to do here is not weaken public sector unions. He wants to eliminate the right of any worker in the public sector. We're talking about teachers or firefighters, any worker in the public sector to join a union. That has never been done anywhere in the history of the United States or in the country right now. And, this is a far extremist idea. But we have to take it seriously because these guys in Silicon Valley, they're made of money and they could throw a lot of money into something like this.
Yeah, and this is even more extreme than Scott Walker's Act 10. This is more extreme than anything that we've seen to this point. And even the Janus decision, which just created a national right to work law. This is out and out banning it. This is saying that you as an employee and the employer cannot, under rule of law, ever agree to a contract. I think that's extreme in ways that just blow my mind.
Well, and that's how bold some of these folks who are attacking unions are getting. They've had some success with attacks on public sector unions across the country, and now they're getting bolder. And they're taking on the state that has the most public sector workers in the entire country, California. We've got 1.3 million public sector workers in this state, Rick. And this is the last bastion of really middle-class work for some folks in communities. Since our manufacturing was traded away to China and other countries, a lot of folks who want a middle-class job, they become, a worker in the public sector, whether it be a teacher or a firefighter, a postal service worker, or something else. They're providing a service to Californians every day. And now you've got this rich guy, millionaire, coming along with an idea to strip them of that right.
What's interesting to me, Steve, and this goes back to when I was a younger man, just beginning working. The public sector was, they were solid jobs. They were stable. They didn't pay an awful lot, but they had good benefits. They had good retirement security. It's what they were able to negotiate and keep. And they never really, got the big money for their education level and their talent. But they had good benefits. They had job security. There were some good things there. But where I worked in the private sector, you made a lot more money. You had really good benefits. But as corporate America has destroyed the private sector and my ability to get those good jobs, now the public sector starts looking like, hey, these are good jobs. And they've created this kind of working class jealousy I mean, I hear people talk about teachers, how they have health care and they've got retirement security that they don't have, as if that's something bad or something wrong. Instead of going, hey, how do I get that stuff back? There's this mentality out there that we should be taking it from those people because they shouldn't have it because I don't. You're going to have to fight against that, I think.
Yeah, no, we will. And you know, as you rightly pointed out, it all stems with corporate America's ability to undermine the American worker, to undermine the idea of having a good job in America. They've done that so successfully that now they're trying to turn workers against one another. And that's exactly what this measure and so many of the other attacks on public sector workers are about. You've got, you know, millionaires pulling the strings, trying to get workers fighting one another while they're reaping all of the profits. That's what's at risk here. That's what's at stake. And you know, we will fight tooth and nail to stop this effort cold, because we in California believe in the middle class. We believe that workers ought to be able to bargain collectively, ought to be able to stand together in a union to demand a fair share of what our economy produces. We're not about to let any millionaire Silicon Valley extremists take that away from workers here.
Now, I see this as an opportunity. I see this as busy work. I see the reason that he's doing is to keep unions spinning their wheels and just, you know, chasing their tails. But I see this as an opportunity, because labor never does, they've never done a good job. And please, I'm not stepping on your toes, but labor's never done a really good job of telling the story of average everyday workers. They've never done a good job of tooting their own horn and saying, yeah, we build better lives. You know, I tell the story all the time. I grew up in a housing project on the west side of Cleveland. We were dirt poor. I now live in a neighborhood with doctors and lawyers. That's because of my union card. That's because of the contract that I've worked my entire working life under. And I think those stories need to be told. So I see this as an opportunity to bring those people out and say, no, this gave my family opportunities, and it can give your family opportunities. So I see this as actually as a positive opportunity that brought on by this billionaire. Or am I wrong here?
No, I think you're exactly right. You know, as you mentioned, we spend a lot of time representing workers, empowering workers, not enough time really explaining to the public the value a union and a union job not only gives to an individual worker, but to a community, to a city, to a state. And this is an opportunity, again, for us to do that. You know, we've been leading a project at the California Labor Federation for the last decade where we've done research and training really focused on that one thing, how to tell the story about the value of a union, a value of a union job. And, you know, this, you know, for all the pain and difficulty that it will cause for us to fight this initiative, it gives us that very opportunity to tell those stories and we'll have a platform to do so. So, you know, there's always a silver lining. We're always looking for it. And that, I think, is a very good point, Rick.
But the great hope that I have out of this, because I think we're in a moment in history. I think we're in this, and I know I was hoping for this after the last calamity that we had when Barack Obama took over, when we were coming out of the Bush recession and all of that. I was hoping then, but I think right now is an opportunity to grow the movement, to organize more workers. So this seems to me to be the kind of perfect storm kind of moment where, yeah, we're going to tell these stories. We're going to fight back this ugly attack, but we're also going to organize more people, because right now, from the polling showing it, more people want to join and form unions today more than ever before. So there's multiple opportunities, I think.
Well, the hope is that this effort is going to backfire on Mr. Draper and the other Silicon Valley millionaires in a very big way, because we plan to do just that. We're going to tell a story about the value that unions bring to our communities here in California. And Californians will view this as an extreme effort, because that's exactly what it is. You know, he's taking away a right that every worker ought to have in America, which is to stand together in a union and collectively bargain with their employer. public sector workers, that's the biggest opportunity for veterans in this country to have a middle class job. We've got literally hundreds of thousands of veterans in public sector work and members of public sector unions right here in California. And I'll tell you, they will be itching to tell their story when the time comes, because somebody's trying to take away that middle class lifestyle that they fought for, that they fought not only for themselves, but for our country for.
Yeah, you know, I think I've been to a number of states that have been long-term no rights at work states, places like Mississippi and Alabama. And I look at their teachers, I look at their public sector workers, I look at the people who do the jobs that help, and the wages that they're paid are poverty wages. And, you know, I look at a state like California where people make a good, honest living. And I would say, look, you know, this Draper guy and the people who are pushing this, they want Mississippi to be what California is. They want to make California Mississippi. And I hope that message gets out. And this is the perfect juxtaposition of you got somebody firmly in the 1% of the 1% against everybody else.
Yeah. And this guy, Tim Draper, comes from old money. He has never gone a day in his life feeling the struggles that so many millions of workers feel every day, which is why those workers want to join a union. He's never had to go through that for a single minute in his life. And yet here he is ready to spend millions of dollars to take away that right from working people. It really is despicable.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's always been interesting to me, and I have people who, you know, they're anti-union people, but they're small government. You know, we want less intrusive government. I always ask the question, you know, if you don't believe in government, you don't want government in your life, you don't want government dictating anything, and then why would you want the government to say what you as a working person and they as an employer can agree on? I mean, it's the perfect argument of saying, look, get government out of our lives, allow an employer and an employee to come to a relationship and sign a contract like every CEO has across this country, that protects their rights, that protects their working conditions, that protects their future. What's the problem? And the problem is we've been led down this path that this is a political issue, that it's a right-left thing, and it shouldn't be. This is a working class thing, and I think we need to reclaim that message.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we have the highest favorability rating as unions that we've had in decades. And here in California, we know that a full three quarters of people under 35 view unions favorably. 70% of those say they'd join a union tomorrow if given the chance. People understand that they are not going to get their fair share relying on the generosity of a corporate CEO. They're only going to get that fair share if they have a voice, if they have a contract that puts it in writing, and that's exactly what a union does for them.
Yeah, the website, californialabor.org. Go there for information. Last question I've got for you, because, you know, this is starting in California. If you don't crush it there, it will come across the country. And I think this may, in states that have referendum and initiatives and all of that stuff, I think this is going to come anyway, because it really is just about chewing up union resources so organizers aren't going out organizing new places. This is just a billionaire with a lot of money to just, you know, tank down a hole just to keep labor chasing its tail so we don't organize Silicon Valley and other places. But you got to fight the fight.
That's right. And not only do we want to crush this initiative, we want to make it backfire spectacularly on those millionaires that are bankrolling these things. So we can tell those stories, so we can create more power for workers through this campaign. That's going to be our goal.
So the marching order out of this is join a union. At least that's always my marching order, but that's the marching order.
That's exactly right.
Good stuff, Steve.
That's what we're going to be doing.
I appreciate the time. Always great having you on the program. Thanks so much. I hope you'll come back as this progresses. Keep us up to date on the messaging and the stories that you're going to tell. We absolutely want to be part of that. Appreciate the time, Steve.
Wonderful to be with you, Rick. Thank you so much.
Good stuff. Our good friend Steve Smith, Communications Director there at the California Labor Federation. Check out their website, californialabor.org. We'll get links out at thericksmithshow.com. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.